everybody. This is Danny Johnson, and it's a beautiful, cold night over here in California. We love it when we get, like, real weather over here. And I want to welcome all of you guys. This time I know that there are probably a couple hundred of you on this line right now for the very, very first time, hearing my story, hearing my voice, and just to give you a little bit of a disclaimer to let you know, I do have a tendency that when I get excited about a topic that I'm talking about or I'm passionate about it, I do talk a little fast and I get louder. And so please forgive me ahead of time. If I were to try to polish that and change it, well, then I'd sound like all the other speakers and I wouldn't be me. And so I'm going to accept you for being who you are, and I'm going to ask ahead of time that you just accept me for being who I am. And together we can just move on in our strengths and become better at what both of us do. For those of you who have been with us for a while, I heard Mark Hetherington on the phone over this past year. Man, Mark has been very, very faithful, very loyal to these calls, as well as Walter over in Maryland, Walter Winston. We're just so proud of you guys, and we know there's many of you that have been, since we started these calls a little over a year ago, you guys have been faithful each week, every month, plugging into something that we've got going on, and we've watched your lives become more purposeful. We've watched your businesses become more profitable. We've become your problem-solving ability become obviously much quicker, and we've watched you overcome extreme obstacles and all the way around have a much better, productive life. And so for those of you that don't know us and what we do, Hans just did a great job explaining all of that stuff, but let me just tell you a little bit about where I came up and how I got started in the industry. When I first heard about the industry, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a broken-up, ridiculous home where my mom and dad both were drug addicts. My father was extremely violent and abusive in every way you could ever imagine. So when I first heard my first conference call, I said, you know what, John, this is great for you, but it's definitely not for me. And I believe that with my whole heart, that people like him could succeed, but people like me definitely couldn't. The most that I could hope for at 19 was maybe someday getting married and having some babies, and that was really the extent of what my dreams were. I didn't have big dreams of, you know, working my way up in a company. I didn't have big dreams of making great money, driving nice cars, living in nice houses. I didn't have any. That was, like, nowhere near the scope of my imagination at all. And so he persisted with me for 2 months. He just would not leave it be. And he brought me down to Southern California to listen to an eight-hour school. And in those 8 hours, I saw four different individuals speak. The first three totally turned me off, and I just knew they were like my parents. But the last one is the one that had a tremendous amount of credibility for me. And he said something that absolutely changed the way I thought about myself and about business. And really not so much about myself, but kind of like this. Really the thought process was that if it took me 20 years to figure out how to get good at this, and I failed his income by 90%, which he was making over $100,000 a month, and failing his income by 90% meant that I was still a six-figure income earner. I'd be making $120,000 a year. And hello, man, that just made sense to me. I thought, man, even if I fail, even if it takes me forever, then I still will be able to do better in this than I ever would working for JCPenney's, which is who I was working for at the time. And so it was interesting. I quit my job. I came in full-time, and after 6 months of absolute failure, became very desperate and very teachable after I failed for the first 6 months. Met somebody and begged him to teach me how to crawl, walk, then run. He gave me four guidelines that I needed to live by. I don't have time to go into all four, but I'll go into the last one. He told me that if I didn't go to a training seminar, he would not work with me. He had been in the business long enough to know what caused people to fail, and he wasn't about to take on a failure. And if I was going to succeed, then I needed to follow directions, and one of which was to go to a training seminar. And he said that, you know, if I didn't go, he wouldn't work with me. Well, I was totally broke. I had no money coming in. I lived off my credit cards and went $25,000 in debt and was going nowhere. And he was basically asking me to spend about $1,500 to go to this training seminar that I thought for sure was going to be boring and I'd learn nothing out of it. And what in the world can you learn, honestly? What in the world can you learn in 2 days that could actually make you money? I mean, honestly, that's what I thought. you know, these people are, they're adults. You know, I was just turned 20. They're a bunch of adults. It's got to be boring. I hated school. How in the world could I subject myself to sitting through just, man, solid talking? One person, at least in high school, you get to change classes. So anyway, I was thinking, no way. And, you know, honestly, what in the world could you learn? What can you gain in 2 days that can make you profitable overnight? I thought it was totally impossible. Well, I came out of that seminar. I did go. Came out of that seminar, and the first 8 days made $4,000. Isn't that nuts? I mean, how wrong was I? In 8 days, made $4,000. Then the following month, all I did is I grasped onto one key thing. Bring people back and put them in front of the same seminar. And so I not only did I go back the next month, but I brought a lot of people with me. And I made $11,000. In fact, 9 people with me. I made $11,000 the next month. And the following month, brought a ton of people to Chicago from California and made over $15,000. And then the next check was over just under $21,000. And this is the month I turned 21. And so that was mind-blowing to me, that all I did was learn how to prospect and put people in front of the system. And the system was this 2-day training seminar. And so that's all I did. Actually, that's all I've done for my entire career. And so after I made, you know, I became the number one international producer with that company, got just tons of recognition, started living a lifestyle that I just really did not even think was possible. To be honest with you, here's a little piece of history. This past weekend, Hans and I were with a major, well, I don't even want to go there. But anyway, it was, we were at a seminar ourselves, and this wasn't a direct sales seminar or anything like that. It was internet marketing. With, honestly, the biggest guru in all of the world of internet marketing and copywriting and things like that. Some of you know who he is. But anyway, geez, it was in the very same hotel in which that I met a guy, got married really fast, and the man that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 left to my name. Lost my business as a direct result of marrying this man, and here I was just this past weekend in the very same hotel in which I met him. There I am standing in the lobby going, oh, my gosh, how full circle things are. And here we had gained incredible wisdom on how we can actually take DannyJohnson.com to a level and to a place that we just never, ever would be able to otherwise. And in turn, as we take DannyJohnson.com, which is a service, a free service for you to be able to build your business with. Oh, my gosh, you guys, you just wait and see the things that we've got here on the drawing board, the things that we have to help that you can implement into your business that will absolutely explode it. I mean explode it. And so this is very exciting, but it's full circle. So anyway, I get married, and the guy takes off with everything. I wind up with $2.03 to my name, totally become homeless, just in the month of December, I was living in Hawaii, actually Waikoloa, Hawaii, which is on the Kona coast, on the Big Island of Hawaii, and just destitute in every way, shape, and form. Wanted to end my life. Felt like I was the biggest loser, failure, disgrace that ever lived the planet, and wanted to just throw in the towel. And I actually was homeless for several weeks because I couldn't get it together. I was so busy whining and murmuring and complaining and blaming my dad and blaming my husband and blaming everything that was going wrong. So on the December 25th, I took an account of my life, and on the 26th decided to start a business from a car, from a trunk of a car and a telephone booth. That's all I had. I didn't have a cell phone. I didn't have a physical address. I obviously didn't have a phone line anywhere. So all I did have is I had gotten a job as a cocktail waitress, had a lot of quarters available to me, found a piece of paper, hand-wrote a flyer, took that flyer, put it up at a post office, and 3.5 hours later, to a voicemail number that I got from somebody, got 25 phone calls. And no script, no nothing. I had no physical product with me. I had a product that I decided to market that I had actually purchased a month before. And just out of thin air, just on nothing but a strong will to succeed, nothing but a strong will to eat something other than Top Ramen or cup of noodles, a strong desire to not be homeless anymore. That's all I started with, was desire. A whole lot of passion to not wind up a failure like my relatives had been before me, and I just couldn't go there. And what was interesting is my first 10 hours made $2,000. The next month made $6,500 working part-time. My first full-time month, which was February, made over $10,000. By the end of my first year, made $250,000. To be honest with you, my 10th month, ninth month in the business, my income had reached, if you amortize it out, seven figures. My check was well over $80,000, just under $90,000, $87,000. My 10th month in business. And, that was the status of just about becoming a millionaire. And so by the end of my first year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, made my first million in my business and went on to make millions beyond that. While I was in my 20s, having five children, had my first baby right before I was in my 20s, but had, you know, I was pumping out five kids while I was starting a business and made millions of dollars. And I could guarantee you it has nothing to do with the fact that I had any talent, because I didn't. Didn't have any skill, didn't have any ability, didn't have anything besides a strong desire to succeed. And even in the beginning didn't have that. It was only after I had tasted and seen that then I had a strong desire to go out there and succeed. Had a strong desire to help a lot of people, and that's been my focus since I started in this industry. And if there's one nugget of information I could pass on to you, that the team that will be at Dynasty, the Creating a Dynasty team of 2004, who is waiting, who is anticipating, some of them are not being able to sleep. They're counting down the days. They wish they could fall asleep for the next 5 days so they can just show up on Friday morning at Creating a Dynasty. These people are going to be getting a lot. And so one nugget of information that I want to give to you tonight, just a tiny little speck, is that, man, if you could focus on other people's successes, which is what I learned how to do my first year, you could become unusually successful. I know some of you just can't seem to get that together. By the time these graduates are done with Dynasty this next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming up here this weekend, they will have it ingrained in them and naturally do it. So, anyway, I have a few questions that you guys have sent through the Internet that I want to answer. It's going to take us into some very powerful topics, and I want to get busy on those here real quick. Okay, so the first question I'm going to answer comes from a gentleman by the name of Terry. And Terry says, what advice on, basically I'm prefacing the question, it says, what advice can you give me on finding the right company? This is a very common question that we get a lot, and we never recommend companies. We never do that. I am not an advocate of companies. I'm not an advocate of any particular industry. I'm not an advocate of corporate executives. I'm not an advocate of any particular leader. I am only an advocate for you. You who is on this conference call. You as an individual who wants to or already is an entrepreneur. Somebody who has a business that they want to make a profitable business. And so that's who I'm here for. I'm not here to promote any company, and I know, you know, there's some people out there on the Internet. In fact, we just heard about somebody today trying to imply that I am, you know, marketing some kind of a product or some kind of an opportunity. I do not market any product. I do not market any network marketing product or service. I don't market any direct sales product or service. All we market is a service for you, DannyJohnson.com, a free service of training to equip you and your sales force to be very powerful and professional in the marketplace so that you can have the massive edge on everybody else who are amateurs, who are untrained, unfocused, have no skill, no ability, no nothing at all. In fact, it was so hilarious to me spending this weekend with these men who are they make me look small time, okay? We're talking between all of them, $100 million between all of them, have helped companies do billion. In fact, this one guy, Jay Abraham is the guy, $7 billion in 30 years that he has helped his companies make. And they're traditional companies. They're not companies like most of you are a part of, not in the home-based business industry, but in the corporate world. Now, having said that, here I am in a weekend, and I'm here with 70 other people, and here this guy sits down to pitch me on a health product. Did not listen, obviously, to what the speakers were saying, that you got to find a need and fill it, that you got to find, you guys would have been blown away. $5,000 for this seminar. Here you guys go to First Steps for $197, or Creating a Dynasty for $397, which is nothing. And I'm not kidding you, the foundation was exactly the same. Exactly the same. I was sitting there just going, oh, my gosh, we have it so going on. And here this man who's helped people make billions is teaching the same stuff that we teach at First Steps. How's that? So you guys are saving a ton of money. But anyway, this guy obviously sits down and immediately starts schmoozing me, fluffing me, telling me, you know, how talented, blah, blah, instead of looking for the need to fill. And so the reality is that there's a lot of amateurs out there. There's a lot of people that lead their business with ego. There's a lot of people that lead their business with, I'm great and you're not and I've got the deal for you. There's a lot of people that lead their business with arrogance. I'm saying I'm training up an army of people, an army of entrepreneurs who are going to do this right, who are going to do this by truly marketing in a professional way where they are really helping people get what they want, because that's how it works on this planet. No matter what you say, no matter how much you want to argue with me, whatever you hand out comes back, period, end of story. Whatever you sow into the ground, you therefore will reap. And so if you want to become effective and professional in the business, you absolutely have got to get the right kind of training that will teach you how to be a pro and not yet another amateur that's out there, because there's thousands of them. And honestly, the difference between the two is personal development, people skills, and mastering the basics. And if you need help in those areas, we can absolutely help you. If you don't like us, then find somebody else that can help you that's got a good track record. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of people out there with a good track record, but you know what, whatever. Okay, so what's your advice on finding a company? So, here's the, and I know I went off on that. There's six basic things that you want to have in finding the right company, Terry. And to be honest with you, none of it matters, to be quite honest with you. None of it matters, because, and here's why. I have seen some of the most phenomenal, outrageous, tremendous products out there, but the company is going nowhere. I've seen companies that got products that can do everything for you. However, comma, it's never the product, and that's where the companies mess up. Here's, for example, this weekend, this guy trying to sell me a product. Listen, your product is people. Your product is not the product in which you're selling. Your product is people. And when you can graduate from an amateur level of thinking in business, which is product, 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 to professional level of thinking, which is, hello, money doesn't come from products, it comes from people. And if people think you're a jerk, they're not going to buy from you. It's that simple. So anyway, the product really is the most insignificant on the list of things in finding a company. It is not the most significant. I've also seen, and here's the proof, because some of you right now are going, oh, I don't believe that. Well, again, I am not an advocate of a company. I'm not an advocate of a product. I'm not an advocate of the industry. I'm an advocate for you, to train you, to equip you, to take you to a new level in your business. So I'm going to tell you the stinking truth. I've been at this for 15 years, and I know how it works. And so what I will tell you is that I've seen companies that have squat for products. I mean, they're lame. They're terrible. They're mediocre. They're less than mediocre. I've seen companies that are selling a less than Kmart quality nutritional supplement, and they're multi-billion dollar corporations. Are you with me? But I've also seen those products. In fact, I know of a developer right now who started a network marketing company, the most phenomenal product I've ever seen in my entire life. Guess what? Can't get it off the ground. No one wants it. That's the reality. And so the bottom line is that the product really is not as significant as you think it is. Here's what has to be important about the product. A, do you believe in it? That's important when it comes to products. Yes, you have to believe in it. B, do you like it? Do you use it? Would you use it yourself? Okay, these are important things with picking out a product or a service that you want to get behind. You do need to have some kind of belief in what it is that you're marketing. And that's not for all of you, because you know what? There's some of you out there, you could care less if anyone wants to buy it. You could care less if anyone is interested in it. It doesn't matter to you, but I'm trying to set you up for unusual success. I'm not trying to set you up for mediocre success. Okay, so products. They're really not that important. Yes, it's good to have one. Otherwise, you'd be called a pyramid scam. And we all know that you don't want to be a pyramid scam. So that's important, is that, you know, that you have one. That's real important. Yeah, that you have one. If you're going to pick a product, you want to make sure that your company, for example, if you are in a company that's selling a nutritional supplement, you absolutely need to make sure. I am all twisted up in my little cords here. This is really pathetic and bad. You need to make sure that your company is not making medical claims. Otherwise, there is a lifespan on this so-called adventure that you're on. If the company is making medical claims with a healthy nutrition product, I will guarantee you something's going to come to a screeching halt here really, really fast. So you need to make sure that they are being careful and abiding by those things. They also can't make any claims for overseas studies that have been done. It all has to be U.S.-based and stuff like that. So, and if your company is doing that, you just make sure that you're following what is right, and everything will be okay for the most part. In other words, the company's the one that's going to get in trouble, not you. Okay, number two is the executive staff. Okay, the executive staff. Now, let me tell you this, because I have seen in the industry, I've seen beautiful executives. Oh, my gosh. I have been on both sides of the fence when it comes to executive staff. Actually, I've been on all three sides of the fence. I've been on the side where the executive team are just absolute arrogant jerks. I've been on that side of the team where they care. It's all about the bottom line. They don't care about the distributors. They may get up there and, you know, shed a tear or two trying to tell you that they care, but the reality is that everything, when it's behind the scenes, and I've been behind the scenes with some of these guys, they just see you as a number and a dollar sign with that number. That's all that some of them see you as, and you can tell who those people are. I've also seen the corporate executive staff who just love people. They have the right heart. They have the right mind. They've got the right spiritual balance in their life. They've got it all going on. They've got awesome track records, 30-plus years of experience, all of that stuff. And then I've also been on the side with the people who don't know what they're doing. They've got great intentions, but they are clueless. That was me when I was running my network marketing company. So anyway, in all three cases, I will tell you that I have seen companies fail and succeed with bogus executive teams. I've also seen companies with phenomenal executive teams who have succeeded greatly and also who have failed. I have also seen companies with an executive team who is clueless, okay? No experience, never done it before, okay? Who has succeeded to billions and also those who have failed to bankruptcy, okay? So, again, hello, which way do you slice this pie? It really doesn't matter is really what it all boils down to. I mean, obviously, it'd be great to have a nice executive team who is really honest and they're forthright and they really believe in the people and they've got a great cause and all that stuff. And they do succeed. Obviously, that'd be like in a perfect world, like the one that we don't live in. So what I'm telling you is that, hello, I've seen all succeed. That's the bottom line. So executive staff, is it important? Yes, it is important. Is it the most important? No, it's not. The bottom line, guys, is this is the way you've got to see your business. You are contracting them in for you to be able to build a dynamic, powerful business that is profitable. You are not loyal to any particular company, so to speak. Why? Because people make mistakes. People do goofy things. Markets change. Things fluctuate. People die. Hello. You know, the loyalty is never to the company. The loyalty is to you, to your God, to your family, and to your distributors. That's where the loyalty is. Because and this is the way I built it. You know, after my upline stole my first business from me, okay, I built a six-figure income in just a few months. Actually, my second month, I built it up to a six-figure monthly. Not monthly, but you know what I mean. Over 10 grand a month is whatever that stupid word is, over 12 months is going to be a six-figure income. So anyway, I have, once I had that stolen away from me, and I built all my loyalty to him, oh my gosh. And when he decided to tell some lies about me, he decided to totally slander my name so that people would not follow me, because he thought I was going to go do something else. Yeah, there's something else. As I was getting married, I was getting out from under him because he was a total crook. And I just wanted to go make babies, man. I didn't want to make money anymore. And so, anyway, he stole everything from me overnight. So I've always built loyalty to my team. To my team. Because why? Because we could plug and play into any opportunity that we decided to. Now, I'm not telling you not to be loyal to your company. Some of you are involved in phenomenal companies, and you will be there till the day you die. And that's awesome. Good for you. I think that's phenomenal. It is not the norm. It is the absolute rarity. Any leader that's on the phone with me would tell the truth right then and there. They know that's true. And so as long as you as a leader are being loyal to your team and watching out for them, then you could be a true advocate to that company. Saying, hey, I think this needs to be better. I think that you guys are fine. I think the systems need to be more improved. You guys aren't delivering products or paychecks. Something's wrong with this picture. Well, if a company, you know, changed hands and somebody else now was running it, and they no longer send you paychecks and product on time, which are the two most important things for your business, and let's say they do that for 3-4 months, but you're loyal to the company, hello? It's time to wake up and either internally have an effect or externally have an effect. Okay, so that's number two. Now, I'm not telling you at all, I am not a believer at all in jumping ship whenever things get rocky. I think that's totally ridiculous. I don't believe in it at all. I've had the same exact sales force since 1991, okay? Same sales force is still with me since 1991. So we have absolutely, anyway, same company for years. In fact, from 92 to present, that is still the same organization, same company, same product since 1992, and it's now 2004. So I believe in that, but I also believe that you need to be wise with that. I believe in being loyal to you and your people and not sending all your loyalty upon a company. Who can? I mean, they could jack everything up. I have seen companies, for example, use this whole method, this home-based business method to build billions, and then all of a sudden say, we're not going to pay you guys anymore. So then what do? You lose it all. I've watched my friends in this industry lose it all because of a company who was not loyal to you decide to take things away from you, and then there you are sitting there empty-handed. Yes, because if you build loyalty to them. But if you totally are building loyalty to your team, then your team knows that, hey, we are dealing with the hottest trends right now. And right now, this company has the best trend that we are going to be marketing, and we're all over it, and this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to get there. That's important. So that the team stays together during the storms, during the earthquakes of life. You know what I mean? And again, some companies go through hard times, and that's okay as long as there's a solid foundation of a great relationship between you and them. They're not doing something crooked. They're not hurting you guys directly. They may offend you from time to time, and that's fine. Grow up. That's called life. But the reality is that you stay firm to your team and you make what's best decision for that team. And that never happens in a quick, flighty decision, by the way. Because there will be people who try to snake you out of your organization and snake you into another one. Don't you dare follow that person who's snaking you out of someplace else. No way. Especially if they're basically telling lies or they're saying something the exact opposite of character of what you knew to be true. If you have an issue going on in your company right now, you might want to book a coaching appointment so I can help you with that. Okay, number three. So the bottom line is I've seen all types of executive teams succeed and fail, so it really doesn't matter there. Number three, compensation plan. Compensation plan is real interesting. You know, some people say, oh, you know, you got to have the best one, and some of you have been lured into other opportunities just because of the comp plan. Let me tell you something. I got to be flat out honest with you. I've seen the same with comp plans. I've seen very stingy compensation plans. Very stingy compensation plans that where the people make a phenomenal amount of money, and I've seen stingy compensation plans make people no money. Yeah. I've seen stingy compensation plans build businesses to $6 billion a year in sales. $6 billion a year in sales with a stingy comp plan. Isn't that crazy? I've also seen stingy comp plans fail. So either way. I've also seen very middle-of-the-road compensation plans succeed and fail. I've also seen extremely generous compensation plans. I mean, we're talking wowzers. Wowzers of a comp plan. Succeed to huge amounts of income and also fail to bankruptcy. So I don't know which way you want to slice this pie, but the reality is it really doesn't matter on the compensation plan either. It doesn't. It absolutely doesn't. And I've seen people spend a year studying their comp plan, thinking it's going to make them money. And guess what? It doesn't. It doesn't. You don't need to understand your compensation plan. I mean, you understand the very basics. You know, what position do I need to be at to be paid? But get out there and go to work. You'll understand your printout as you start getting it. You'll start figuring it out. You know, set a goal. Spend some time, you know, half an hour once a month with the customer service department, someone in the marketing department to help you understand the comp plan. But you do not need to understand that comp plan. You just need to know how to share it. In 5 minutes or 10 minutes or less. Okay, 10 minutes or less, you should be able to just explain the basics of the comp plan, and that's it. Okay, number four, leadership. Actually, let me go to number five, because number five, yeah. Marketing plan. Marketing plan and compensation plan is not the same thing. They are not at all the same thing. So, marketing plan is this. How do they get the products out to the end user? Now, everyone says, well, word of mouth. Okay, well, not all companies are the same in that way. There's some marketing, their marketing plan is through home presentations. Other marketing plans are through internet. Other marketing plans, and it's never the company that sets up the marketing plan, by the way. The company never sets it up. All the company is supposed to do is supply you with products and paychecks and hopefully some good customer service. That's a good thing if they can do that for you. So the marketing plan basically is how are the reps, what form of marketing is the reps using to get the products out to the end user and to bring other reps into the business. So I've seen all kinds of marketing plans. I mean, I've seen some just real doozies out there, and I've seen some absolute phenomenal, whoa, every bell and whistle you can imagine. I've seen both. I've seen the barbaric, I mean, hello, way back in the Stone Ages form of a marketing plan, all the way to the latest and greatest 21st century style of marketing plan. I've seen both succeed and both fail. Isn't that hilarious? That's what happens when you're in the industry for 15 years. But that's what I've seen. Okay, so where, for example, you could be a part of a marketing, the marketing plan inside of your company could be that you work warm market, or you prospect at malls or at strip malls or wherever, that you do one-on-one presentations or you do group presentations. Okay, that could be a form of, that's the marketing that's done. That's how the product gets to the end user. Your marketing plan could be flyers. It could be advertising. Some of your marketing plans or the model that you're using for marketing could be the internet, maybe websites, driving traffic to the websites. It could be advertising on and offline. It could be that you're doing your marketing could be radio shows, television. That could be some television advertising or some radio advertising, like infomercials on either television or radio. Where those calls go to a call center, and then the call center sells it for you and it distributes that way. There, I've seen that kind of marketing. It could be literature, mass mailing. It could be dropping postcards by the thousands into the mailbox, and you basically have gotten a list of leads of people looking for a home-based business, or you've targeted people who own their own home or people that make $50,000 a year, and you basically are dropping postcards every few days in the mail and doing some marketing that way. So there's lots of different marketing plans that I've seen out there. Some work better than others, depending on the people with inside the company, obviously depending on a lot of things. But the marketing plan, what the thing that you should be looking for in as far as the method of marketing is make sure that whatever it is, that there is one, first of all, in place. Because there's a lot of times where there isn't one at all in place. Some marketing plans are conference calls. Some companies have conference calls, you know, all day long. And that's their method of marketing. They purchase leads from, like, Cutting Edge Media, for example, and then they, you know, drive those leads. They use the script book from DannyJohnson.com. They drive those leads to a conference call, and bada-boom, bada-bing, they're in. So anyway, those are all different methods of marketing. You need to pick whatever method of marketing fits you, what you like to do, whatever fits your strengths. That's how you decide what that is. And make sure it's simple and it's duplicatable. And how you know that is that you look at the method in which you are being brought the information. And you say, okay, does that look like something that I want to do? That's basically how you pick that. Okay, here's my final thing on how to pick the right company. Not the final thing, but this is the thing that I have found to be probably the most crucial. Out of all of it is, and again, this is what I've seen. I've seen products, good and bad, both make billions and both fail. I've seen executive staff being good and bad, both succeed, both fail. I've seen compensation plans, both stingy and generous, succeed to tremendous heights and also fail. I've seen marketing systems that are extremely barbaric all the way to every bell and whistle, both succeed and fail. And so all of those have succeeded and failed. But this is what I will tell you. And this realization came to me just a couple years ago, because this is really where everything rises and falls on leadership. That's where it's at. And this is what I have seen. I've seen in companies that have phenomenal products, great executive staff, phenomenal comp plan, and an okay marketing system with absolutely no leadership, and guess what happens to the company? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. There is no growth. The growth is very mediocre. Everything is pretty stagnant. Without leadership driving a sales force, everything is dead. I've seen, in fact, I have personally come into situations myself, and some of you might be in a situation with that where there is no leadership inside the company at all, and you have a choice to step up and be that leader inside of that sales force or to find somebody to learn how to become a leader from. And if you're in a company situation where that's it, you've got either an opportunity or you've got a hard road ahead of you, one or the other. But, for example, the company that I had worked with after I was homeless, right, and I decided to pick up this product that I had bought just a month before, and I decided to market that product, they had no leadership in the United States at all. All the leadership was overseas. And the company had some really bad press just a couple years before, and they were just dying in the United States. Well, I didn't know this, okay, but I just stepped up to the plate, and I was hungry, so I wanted to make a lot of money so I could eat. That was really the bottom line of it. And so went out and started to build it where there was no leadership in it and just went and drove it. And what happened is the whole company exploded out of it. It was in another situation. I'd started my network marketing company, and then I sold that company in 1996. And we were part of a company that had no leadership, meaning the leaders had been in for like 20 years, and they had like fell asleep. Why? They were burnt out, man. They had given it their best shot. They were done. They were fried. They were finished. They had been ridden by their corporate exec for a long time, you know, and just had life beat them up a little bit, and so they were tired. So there was no one driving that business. There was no true leadership, a leader who knew how to sell a vision, a leader who knew how to reach down deep inside of a sales force and find talent and equip that talent and put that talent on a road to great success. There was nobody who had ever done that. Their leadership was the form of leaders that could go out there and sponsor a lot of people. Their leadership were people that could do some, you know, effective presentations. But that was about it. The reason why they became six-figure income earners is because they've been doing it for 20 years, and they just knew how to recruit every week and knew how to do their little super Saturdays, and that was about it. That's not real leadership. That's a level of management is what that is. It's a really good salesperson is what that is. But the company had never seen a leader ever in all its 30 years of experience. Well, that's when we came in. And we just totally ignited the thing. It grew a $100 million company within just a couple short years. And how that happened was because everything rises and falls on leadership. And so that's the thing I will tell you. I've seen leaders who have gone into a situation with a full-on sleeper product, with a full-on vanilla compensation plan, with an executive staff that's real vanilla, marketing that just is not even there, and yet a leader comes in and explodes the sucker. So wherever it is that you can be near anybody that's exploding things, that's where you want to be. That's absolutely where you want to be. That's where I have seen, and again, I've seen some great products, great executive staff, great comp plan, great marketing, no leader, nothing happens. So that's the one thing that I've personally seen in 15 years in the industry with my own personal eyes, friends, and my own personal experience going into a dead situation and igniting that sucker because of leadership. And so that's it right there. So picking the right company, I'd look where there's leadership first, and then let the rest fall into place. Look at the rest after that. But the first thing to find is leadership, no question about it. And most of you are a part of a company that has really strong leadership, and there's no reason for you to look anywhere else. What I would do if I were you is try to work with those people as much as you possibly can. Now, here's a final little tip I want to give you concerning finding the right kind of company if you're currently looking for one. Is that some of you, let's say that you've tried and failed many times in various different opportunities that are out there, any all kinds of different home-based businesses that are available out there to you. And let's say that you're at your wit's end and you just cannot make another mistake. It would absolutely be worth the investment of a 40-minute coaching session with somebody that has really got the kind of experience to help you, to ask you the right kind of questions so that you know what it is that you are looking for specifically. Meaning, you know, what is, and again, I've seen all four personality types succeed in all situations in the company, so it doesn't matter what the personality is. But based on what your needs are, what your strengths are, what your goals are, what your natural abilities are, to help to define what are those things in you, and then how can you find a leader that can help pull those things out of you. And I can show you how to find the right kind of leader, because there's two types of leaders in our industry. Actually, there's two types of leaders in the world. You ready? One leads by ego. The other leads with equipping people. So one leads people with their ego, the other leads with equipping. And that's really what it all boils down to right there. The ego that says it's my way or the highway, or the equipper that says, okay, I don't care where you're coming from, I don't care what your background is, let's see what you're good at. All right, you're not good at anything, that's fine, we'll find something. And they equip you from the bottom up and help to plant into you what it is that you need so that you can become great at what you do, either that or surround yourself with people that are great, that can fill in the blanks, not the blanks, but fill in your weaknesses with their strengths. So anyway, if you are not yet in a company, I would recommend that you definitely book a coaching appointment. It's $200 for 40 minutes. Give me a break. That $200 can save you a monstrous headache in the future of another failure or another defeat or another waste of your time. Time is money, guys. Time is life, you know, and the bottom line is we only have so much of it. Okay, so again, you got to find what's right for you, but absolutely do not, whatever you do, do not compromise on ethics, do not compromise on integrity, whatever you do inside of the company or the organization that you're working in. So, anyway, that took a lot longer than I thought it was going to take. I don't know why. I do this in an hour at first step. So, anyway, I hope that kind of gives you an idea of what that is. So, again, if you feel like you don't have the right product, it's not the product, it's the people you're working with. If you feel like you're not working with the right people, then you go upline until you find the right people to work with. If you're a total orphan in a sales force, don't worry about it. That's what you hire a coach for. That's what you hire somebody to help you with your skills. That's why you hire somebody to help troubleshoot. That's why you hire somebody to help keep you accountable. That's what you do. And you know what? And sometimes that's better off because a coach, for example, for me, I don't have motives for you to make money for me at all. Sometimes an upline does have those motives. In fact, most of the time they do. Compensation plan, don't worry about that stuff. The comp plan and the products and the company really are the most insignificant. It is more of what are you going to do inside that opportunity and who can you learn from to help you become successful in that opportunity. That's the absolute bottom line. Okay, we have just a few more minutes. Let me read one of these questions. Okay, I'm going to read one of these. It's a little bit easier. I have another long one I'll save for another time. What do I do when all of my leads that I call tell me that they are not interested anymore? And then she says that she tells them that, I'll send you an email and I can answer any questions you have. Give me a call back if you have any questions. She goes, no one ever calls me back. Okay, so this is my answer to you. My answer to you is this. Try a different approach. Because if most of the people, and I can guarantee you, yes, sometimes the lead has something to do with it. But usually when you get bad leads, it is, I never called. That's usually what a batch of bad leads are going to say. But people that are saying, I'm not interested anymore, that means that, yes, they did respond. They answered some kind of an ad responding to wanting a home-based business of some sort, wanting to earn extra money. So that means that that lead was good, okay? But that is really not the issue here. The issue is that you must try a different approach. And so there's a script book that's available on my website, and that's at DaniJohnson.com, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. Let me spell it again, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. If you're computer illiterate like I am, then you appreciate the telephone. And you can call our office and order a script book also, and that phone number is 209-463-5210. 209-463-5210. You can order that script either online or directly live to a person that will go ahead and get that thing shipped out to you as soon as possible. So the different approach is in the script book. The script book on page 2, man, this thing is very powerful, and the script book comes with 2 CDs to teach you how to do it. The reason why people are saying I'm not interested anymore is because they are really saying I don't want to be sold anything. In other words, the way that you're beginning the conversation is leading them to believe that you are wanting to sell them something. The beginning of your conversation with them is leading them to believe that you're a telemarketer. And that's why right off the bat that they are saying, I'm not interested. Because you sounded like the last guy that called 10 minutes before that was trying to sell them a vacuum cleaner. Listen, you are not a salesperson. Now, some of you, this is a major tweak in your brain. You are not a salesperson. If you are running a home-based business and you are looking for reps to help deliver your product out to the marketplace, you are a business developer. That's what you are. If you are purchasing leads from a lead broker, if you're purchasing leads from a lead broker, and those leads are for a home-based business, people looking for a home-based business, I am here to tell you, you are not a salesperson. You are a business developer. A salesperson will sell things, like, who knows, my gosh, the things that people are selling. You're not selling anything. You are interviewing people to find who has desire, who has a vision, who wants to get out of their rut so that they can rise up and start a business for themselves. It's their decision to start their own business. It is your decision to interview them to see if they're the kind of quality person you want to work with. Okay? All right, one more. This is just a sweet, sweet lady, Lynn Hubber, out of Ventura, California, who actually was in Salt Lake City, Utah. She says that that her company, the way her company, their marketing plan is to go out to malls or busy shopping centers to try to recruit people. And they basically sell a product, sell a cosmetic product through catalogs is basically how they do it. And she says, many times people are in a hurry and I don't feel like I can just walk up to someone and give them a brochure and then start forming them. I need something to get them to stop and talk first. Do you have any suggestions for what to say to get them to stop and talk with me? You know what, Lynn, this is a really good question. And honestly, I never prospected like that. So I don't want to give you some idea of some I personally have never done. But what I will suggest to you is this. I had in the very beginning when I was really, really broke, my partner and I would go into a mall and I would window shop and I'd be planning on what I would be purchasing when I wasn't broke anymore. And I would pick stores like Nordstrom's and Macy's. I'd pick stores where they were commissioned salespeople is what I was looking for. And what I would do is I would go into there and it would be on my terms that I would kind of hunt around and look for people who had some qualities that I wanted to work with. Someone that was positive, someone that had good people skills, somebody that seemed focused, not someone who was whining and complaining, looking like a bump on a log. I wasn't looking for people like that. I was specifically looking for those busy, busy, hot shot type, energetic people who were just moving and shaking and making things happen. That's who I would be looking for inside of the malls. And so I would go in there and basically shop around looking for the kind of people that I wanted to find. And so my suggestion is, so yes, I can teach you how to do that part, Lynn, is my answer. And in the script book, I think it's on page 8, it has a face-to-face conversational prospecting, I think is what the name of it is. And so in that script, there is absolutely a script that you can use if you want to be in more control of who you're talking to instead of just kind of bumping around with people. And I think, you know, obviously, let me tell you this. Your company is a multi-billion-dollar corporation. It's done a phenomenal job. Awesome, awesome job. Stable, all of it. What I do suggest that you do, Lynn, is that you dive in deep and finding people who are very successful who have done what you're attempting to do. So if you know somebody in your upline or sideline or wherever that's very successful at your business who did so by doing exactly what you're asking me, go to them. Ask them, how do you do it? How do you start up a conversation? Or can I come watch you for a day? Can I just come and be a fly on your coat? So I can watch you interact with people and see how the job is done. You know what, Lynn? That would be absolutely priceless for you to be able to do. If the way that you want to build your business is in that very same model that they are suggesting that you do, then find someone who has done it successfully, spend an hour with them, spend two, spend three, spend however long they're willing to let you spend with them, and then immediately get out there and apply it right away. That's called mentorship. That's discipleship. And so I recommend that you do that. I recommend also that you don't just stick to one way of prospecting. I recommend that you work your warm market, which you learned about in Salt Lake. I recommend that you follow up with existing customers. In fact, Lynn, I want you to go in the archived calls in the members area inside of DannyJohnson.com. I want you to find the call that talks about how to get your customers to turn into representatives for you. Okay, because I did a whole hour-long call on that topic, and it was very powerful. We've had lots of people have great success from utilizing the tips and the techniques that we talked about in that call. So it's how to turn your customers into distributors, basically, is the call that you're looking for. And I can't tell you what month it was that I did that. But just go back and just start scanning through there. And, again, the way the website's going to be improved, guys, you'll be able to put in a couple keywords and pull that stuff out. Okay, so that's what I recommend. So I don't want to teach you how to do something I've never done. I don't want to give you theory. I just can only equip you to do what I've already done, and that's about it. Okay, this last question, I don't really have time for this last question. Okay, so let me just go ahead and wrap up this stuff up for you guys. Let me close that. You know, we talked about a very could have been a very controversial subject tonight. Kind of interesting. You know, a lot of people are just, for example, companies are only going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be blatant. I'm sorry to tell you the truth, but the truth is what it is. And the reality is that you've got to build a business honoring God and being loyal to your people. That's where it all boils down right there. And you want to step up and become the kind of leader that others will want to follow. In fact, in preparation here coming up this week, I've been preparing for a long time for creating a dynasty that's coming up. And I know that there's a lot of you who are not qualified to come, and that's just the way it works out. You're not meant to be there if you weren't already a graduate of First Steps to Success. The only ones that were meant to be at Creating a Dynasty are the ones who have already graduated from First Steps to Success. They've gone through the live two-day seminar already themselves, and now we're really going to be able to roll our sleeves up and go to work. But this Dynasty Team 2004, who will be meeting in South San Francisco, I am anticipating you. I cannot wait for you. I'm excited for you. We have a whole team. We've got a lot of things that we will be covering. It's going to be some long days. In fact, we will start, obviously, promptly at 9 o'clock on Friday morning. We're not going to end until between 10 and 11 o'clock on Friday night. So I hope you did not make any plans to go out to dinner with somebody. You will have a dinner break for about an hour and a half, hour and a half max, taking place around 5:30 or something like that. But the reality is that we're going to be working hard together. You guys aren't coming to San Francisco for rest. You're not coming to San Francisco for a vacation. You are coming to San Francisco so that you can absolutely have significant breakthrough in every area in your business, so that you can be equipped to become the kind of person that others want to be around, the kind of leaders that others want to follow. You want to be equipped with the skills so that you can equip your people to succeed in unusual ways. I know that many of you are just downright frustrated with not knowing how to help your people to succeed and how to help them reach their goals. You will absolutely have that uncovered before you this weekend at Dynasty. Now, I know some of you that are First Steps graduates and you're not coming to Dynasty. That's okay. Obviously, it's going to be lame on Monday night. In fact, I recommend that you don't listen to the next Monday night call, because chances are we're going to interview a few people from Dynasty, and it's just going to make your heart sick. And that's okay. You know, for whatever reason the reason is, I just hope the reason is strong enough to have you not be a part of that. By the way, I just wanted to tell you guys, because I know Dynasty Team, you're on here right now, you guys will be the very first team graduating from the open seminars. Dynasty in the past has only been done for my personal sales force, and that was it. You guys are the very first graduating class of 2004 from Creating a Dynasty that will be a part of several different companies. And so we're excited for you. For the rest of you that are not going to be there, hey, check up on the website Sunday night or even Monday and look at the picture so that you can see and kind of, you know, feel from a distance what we did and how it happened. And also, for all of you that are on the call, whether you're going to Dynasty or not, especially if you're going to Creating a Dynasty, I hope that many of you don't have beliefs against movies, but there is a movie that is playing right now that the Dynasty Team, I want you to see it, if possible, I want you to see it before you get to San Francisco. And it is called The Incredibles. It's the number one box office hit so far its first week. This will absolutely set you up for what the weekend is going to be. If you're not going to Dynasty, I don't care. Go see the movie. It is profound. It is phenomenal. I want you to look for the truth that is in that movie. I want you to look for the facts that are in that movie. I want you to feel what it is that they are feeling in that movie. This thing was absolutely awesome. Every child, every adult needs to see this thing. I mean, it was so well done. It's definitely now going to come into one of my more favorite. And I usually don't like superhero type stuff, but this is so profound, so awesome, so many life lessons in it, so stimulating. I wish I had a piece of paper and a pen so I could have taken notes. It was that good. And so I recommend you guys strongly go see it before you come to Dynasty. And if you're not, go check it out. It is awesome. Bring your kids. Let it be a family night. It is just an awesome, awesome movie. Okay, I have 2 minutes left, and I'm trying to think. Okay, so for those of you who are new, DannyJohnson.com, There's a list of resources there that can help you, absolutely help you. If you're wanting to find some leads, we work with a lead vendor that we just believe is giving it their absolute best shot to help you succeed. That is their focus. That's their foundational beliefs. And that is Cutting Edge Media. Work with Jason Cole if you don't already have an account rep that you're working with. But he's in the vendors list inside of our thing over there, inside of our thing, inside of the website. Other than that, those of you who want to get, you know, some of you that aren't able to go to the Dynasty, and you won't be able to attend the First Steps for a while because we're wrapping up the year here, then get the North Carolina CDs. Listen to them over and over again. That is basically First Steps. That was one First Steps that was done over a year ago in North Carolina. Those, it's a 10-CD set. It's definitely enough to get your teeth cut on. It is absolutely not basic in no way, shape, or form. There are some basics that are covered, but our basic training seminar is most people's advanced training seminar. We've had many, many millionaires come through that training seminar and go, oh, my gosh, this blows my mind. How come no one ever taught me this before? And so, hello, it is not basic by any stretch of the imagination. Every one of you that are on the call, you absolutely need to have those just so that you can not struggle and you can just, you know, be able to have a little bit of an easier time building your business and have some more clarity in building that business and be able to have it more profitable right from the get-go. And again, that's if you want to be more profitable. Of course, that's if you really want, you know, to have a little bit more success without the headache and the heartache and the frustration. Those CDs will definitely help you to be able to overcome that frustration of not knowing hugely. So, and of course, the script book, you know, and again, that's only if you want things to be a little easier for you. It definitely gives you words to say, you know, and gives you a guideline. Definitely teaches, like, psychology of a prospect and what they're thinking and feeling and how you can absolutely overcome that ridiculous wall that gets built up. So, anyway, other than that, I'm going to sign off. I'm going to open up the lines. All of you guys, if you've already star-sticked your line, that means you're going to be muted and we will not be able to hear you. I'm proud of you guys out there for getting out there and voting. You guys are studs for all of you who went out there and voted for our president, presidential elections, anyway. Okay, so let's go ahead and open up the lines. Everyone say goodnight and God bless.
Good night.
Good night and God bless.
Good night and God bless.